keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy, Chelsea and Toby with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, the iconic former clock tower in Ipswich Central Cinema Building has been considered by Ipswich City Council to be made into an advertising space. A development application to allow advertising on the council-owned tower has been submitted for consideration, with the Economic and Cultural Development Committee saying that the intent of turning the tower into an advertising space was, quote, to re-establish this landmark corner while supporting events, community notice, the occupiers of the precinct and the wider Ipswich Central, end quote. There are currently 29 tenants in the new Nicholas Street precinct with more than $311 million spent on the redevelopment. The new advertising opportunity will allow more tenants to promote their businesses, giving new hope to the previously declining Ipswich CBD. In other news, in Northwest Queensland, the non-for-profit Gulf Containers for Change has diverted over 4 million bottles and cans from landfill in 2024. The organisation serves an area of over 270,000 square kilometres in the Gulf of Carpentaria, where mainstream recycling resources are often non-existent. Funds from the cans and bottles collected are reinvested into the community. Gulf Containers for Change director Annie Cork said the impact of the scheme has been felt most in small towns. It's cleaned up towns immensely. It's generating quite a bit of revenue back into the economy, Cork said.
In national news, a 23-year-old man has been charged for booing during the Welcome to Country at Melbourne's Anzac Day dawn service earlier this year. Police confirmed the man was arrested alongside neo-Nazi leader Thomas Sewell earlier this week. The man was arrested on Tuesday and has been charged with behaving in an offensive manner, offending against decency, and taking part in a disturbance. He also faces charges related to an attack on Camp Sovereign over the weekend. He will face the Melbourne's Magistrates Court on November 17th. According to the sector watchdog, Labor's landmark aged care reforms may fail to deliver on their promise to contain taxpayer costs, falling short on their promise. With the support of the coalition, the new reforms would include new requirements for the elderly to pay for their care, introducing a new funding model for residential and in-home care. Labor expects the new legislations to reduce the year-long wait times to a maximum of 3 months for those seeking care. Inspector General Natalie Siegel Brown said, quote, "Whilst the Albanese government set out a meaningful plan to improve aged care, there were genuine fears that its decision to hike user fees would push some vulnerable people to forego care."
And in international news, Tottenham Hotspur chairman Daniel Levy has stepped down after almost 25 years in the position. 63-year-old Levy was a decisive figure known for keeping the Premier League team profitable but being unable to turn it into a trophy-winning force. Levy's departure comes several months after Tottenham ended a 17-year trophy drought by beating Manchester United 1-0 to win the Europa League final under the guidance of Australian manager Ange Postecoglou. Despite his success as coach, Ange Postecoglou was sacked 3 months ago. Levy owns 30% of the share capital of ENIC, the club's majority owner. Tottenham said, quote, "No changes to the ownership or shareholder structures of the club." And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all for your news at 11am. We'll be back next week with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Friday Neon, Kinky Kitty.